Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's our Friday anthem because we have to get ready. This gets me going. It gets the blood going. Not that I need that. In fact, gotta reach for my coffee. Hold on. There we go. I had to grab it. Last thing I need is more coffee. I think I poured some decaf in this thing. That's what I need on a Friday morning. Any morning, really, for me. Good morning. Welcome to a Buffalo Football Friday. Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you. We are ready to rock and roll. And of course, our Buffalo Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We're going to get Sean McDermott on today. Always kind of a moving target, as I say. What I mean by that is you never know if it's going to happen before 11, after 11, because there's a lot of stuff going on down at One Bills Drive. Sean has meetings. The team has a practice today a little bit later. So we'll have him on here during the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll also have Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. He's going to join me at 11:30 on weather for the Bills at Jets. So we'll do that as well. 803-0550 is your number to call to talk to me, Sal Capaccio, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Bills at Jets. You know, it's really interesting when you think about this game that, and it's kind of scary actually when you think about it this way, but it is true, that if the Bills were to drop this game to the Jets, which is certainly possible, right? I mean, it's the NFL. If the Bills were to drop this game, they'd fall immediately to third place in the AFC, unless there's a tie, I guess, between the Patriots and Dolphins, which I don't expect, right? But assuming there is a winner in that game, the Bills would go to third place at 1-1 because they would be The first tiebreaker would be head-to-head. The Jets would have them. Second tiebreaker would be division record, and the winner of the Dolphins-Patriots game will have a division win, whereas the Bills would have a division loss. So, literally, I mean, like, as much as it's really nice to look at the standings right now, and it is really cool to see, okay, the Bills are there at 1-0, and everybody else in the division is 0-1. That's awesome. But the fact is that you're still so early in the season that one win, one game, can really swing that and turn it around. And the Jets know that, and they're going to be ready to take on the Bills, and they're going to be ready to make sure that they can try and run the ball, because that's where the Bills last week had issues, stopping the run of the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. That's the number one concern that I have this week heading into this game. At this point, I'm going to be super honest with you. At this point, as much as even like there were times last year where it was pretty pedestrian, if not, you know, not as good. And you know, the Texans game comes to mind, and the Rams at times, the offense. At this point where I am after watching last week and what Josh Allen did against that Ravens defense, really, I know the fourth quarter, but even before the fourth quarter, they were over 20 points, 25 points to get in there. And then I guess they scored the two touchdowns to get to 41, right? So, yeah, two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Was it three? Either way. The point is, even though, like, there were times where it sputtered, especially early in the game, the point is, at this point, I'm not really concerned about the offense as long as they have Josh Allen under center. And not that you ever should be, but even at times last year when it didn't go great, like, they still wound up at the end of the year with what? You know, over 30 points scored a game. And now they lead the league with 41 scored. But the concern is on the other end, 40 points allowed. 235 yards rushing allowed. Like, this is the issue now. And where the Bills have to be better this week. And now you're facing a Jets team that looked good running the ball last week. And Breece Hall looked really good running the ball last week. Hey, guess what the New York Jets are going to try and do against the Buffalo Bills? I'm going to tell you a real big secret. Shh, they're going to try and run the ball. There you go. Don't tell anybody. It's a secret. The Jets are going to try and run the ball. Seriously, I mean, why wouldn't they? And they should. And if they don't, then it's then that's malpractice on their part. Because they have a good running game. They ran the ball well last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It looked like a good running game. Looked like their two tackles did a really good job. They have Breece Hall, who's a dynamic, really good running back. They have a running quarterback who can use his legs really well, and Justin Fields. And they're going to look at exactly what the Ravens did last week, how tough it was for the Bills to stop the run, and they're going to come into this game and say, we dare you to stop us. So that's the challenge facing the Buffalo Bills. Now, that challenge is going to get even harder if the Bills don't have Ed Oliver. Yesterday, the Bills held a walkthrough. A walkthrough practice. So we did not watch practice as a media. We get to watch normal practice days, but when the team holds a walkthrough, that's a day and that's a practice where the media can't watch. But we were still able to go in the locker room and talk to players. And in the locker room after, Ed Oliver had a boot on his left foot. And he was playing some table tennis. He wasn't like moving around and running or anything, but he was standing there hitting the ball. And then as soon as that was done, he got on a scooter and he scooted away. If you say you're on a scooter and then say scooted away, is that fair? Because it's kind of like you're cheating with the verbiage. He was on a scooter. He scooted away. I mean, that's what it is. But it kind of makes it too easy, right? What other adjective would you use there to leave? So we didn't get a chance to talk to him because he scooted away. He went to an area where the media isn't a part of and goes over there. And then we wait until the injury report comes out to see, was this something at, you know, after practice that they put a boot on or. But he did not practice yesterday. But he did Wednesday. So something happened between Wednesday's practice and yesterday by the time we saw Ed Oliver in the locker room. Or even before that, because he did not practice at all Thursday. So I guess we could say it happened between Wednesday's practice and Thursday's practice. Whatever that is, I'm not sure. So we will hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott today. And obviously that's going to be very top of mind. What happened? What's going on? With Ed Oliver, as well as other injured players. So we'll talk about that, and we'll get with him, and we'll find out what the injury situation looks like. And, of course, that will be the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Good news that Taron Johnson came back yesterday after missing a day with a quad injury. You need that guy on the field. Good news that James Cook's hamstring that he was listed as wasn't anything that prevented him from doing anything yesterday, because he was a limited participant on Wednesday, full participant on Thursday. Now, there were guys, though, that showed up on the injury report this week that were still going to be, you know, getting word on, including Jordan Hancock, who practiced on Wednesday but was limited on Thursday with a shoulder. Tre'Davious White, limited both days, but I think that's trending well. It looks good because he has now been on the field for a couple of days. We'll see if he becomes active and immediately inserted into the starting lineup. I mean, there's a few ways that could go. If Tre'Davious White's good enough to play but not start, I don't think it's because that they're choosing to start Dorian Strong over him. It might be because they want to make sure that he's, all right, hey, he can play, but we don't want to, you know, don't put him in harm's way completely yet, but if he needs to go in there, that's fine. My guess is it's kind of all or nothing, though. It's either he's going to play and start, or he's just not playing. And the way that this week has gone, Tre'Davious White being limited 2 days in a row, talking to the media, saying he felt good, not giving any indication necessarily if he's playing, that seems like it's trending in the right direction, like I said. Greg Rousseau, a knee injury, limited to 2 days in a row. I saw him getting worked on the sidelines during the game, but he still finished. Dawson Knox, hip injury, limited 2 days in a row as well. So you do have some guys here that are very, very worth watching and asking Sean McDermott about. We will do that when we hear from the Bills coach coming up. I'm going to say right around maybe 11 o'clock. Could be a little before. Could be a little after. So be aware and be ready. Something really interesting to me that I saw today, I brought it up to this morning when I was on with Jeremy and Joe. And oh, by the way, just real quick, the Jets, I don't think there's anything here to that's concerning for them, but it is notable that Garrett Wilson, their outstanding, Sauce Gardner, their outstanding cornerback, he was limited yesterday, listed as a groin after practicing in full, and Josh Reynolds, a wide receiver for them, limited with a, or did not practice with a hamstring injury after practicing on Wednesday. So we'll stay on top of that when it comes to the Jets injury front. But something I saw this morning came from Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. Long, long time sports columnist, author, writer. And I just happened to see it come across my feed. I'm like, man, that's really interesting, like, to think about the juxtaposition here, if you want to call it that, which is the Patriots where they are and where the Bills were for many, many years, right? And I don't mean just like as an organization and on the field and winning or losing and playoffs. Did you realize? How about this, Josh? Josh Schmidt, everybody, it's his last day.
What's going on,
buddy?
South? Yeah.
I'm gonna miss you so much, man.
I'm gonna miss you too, man.
You've been awesome for this show. You've been awesome for WGR. WGR at the Buffalo Broadcasters Association was named Radio Station of the Year in Buffalo, and that's for all formats and everybody, so congratulations to you. I see Joe Calley sitting there. He was nominated to be in finalist for a Rising Star Award. Congratulations to Joe, our program director here, Alan Davis. Congratulations to him, obviously, our brand manager and program director, everybody here at WGR. But wanted to thank you because you've been a big instrumental part of that, a big instrumental part of this show. And a friend, and I really appreciate that. You've been great over the years.
Thank you, Sal. I appreciate that. It's nice of you to say. I've loved working with you on this show over the past couple of years. It's been a blast. You know, filling in for you too every once in a while. That's been great too. I appreciate that. And you know, just all the experience you've given me over the past couple of years has been awesome.
Yeah,
so
you got it.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem. We're gonna miss you a lot. And you offered me cake earlier because the morning show had cake that they brought in.
Cake at 10 in the morning. Can't hurt, right?
And I'm not a cake guy. I don't know why. I'm just not. Ice cream cake, no doubt. I love ice cream. Right. I'll eat ice cream cake all day. But I'm not a big desserts or pastry guy, to be quite honest.
Any dessert?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have some once in a while. It's not that I don't like it.
Like cookies, brownies?
Yep. Chocolate chip cookies, yes.
Okay.
Brownies, yes. Chocolate, I like chocolate.
Okay.
So if it's chocolate chip cookies or brownies. But can't have too much of it. Brownies I like, but I don't want to. It's just like it's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big cake eater, especially like the frosting isn't a big. I'm not a frosting guy.
I get that. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. There's.
So I didn't want to offend you by not having your cake and enjoying it with you.
No, I understand. I mean, hey, I probably shouldn't be eating cake at 4 or 10 in the morning. 4 in the morning. Jeez, I've been up since 4 in the morning. But yeah, no, it's all good. I understand that. You gotta. You know, watch the sugar intake, and I should probably be doing that too, but hey.
Well, listen, we're going to miss you, and if anybody, today is Josh's last day. He's the one that's on the phones, so when you call at 803-0550 to get on the Northtown Automotive Extra Points show here at a Buffalo Football Friday, why don't you throw Josh a little thank you and good luck to you as well, and then you get through here and you can talk. You don't even have to talk to me. You can just call and say that to him, to be quite honest with you. I'll say that. You just call and say that to him. Thank you and good luck, because he's done an amazing job here. I was going to ask you, though, the reason why this started. Do you know what the longest... Do you know how long it's been since the Patriots have won a playoff game?
Oh. That's a good question. It feels like it's been a while, but not since Brady was there last. So, like, 2018? Somewhere around there?
So, 2019.
2019.
6 years.
Wow.
6 seasons.
That's crazy. 6 years he's been...
19, 20, 22. Yeah, so 6 years. Mm. So, because I read the Dan Shaughnessy piece that said it's been 6 years since the Patriots have last won a playoff game, right? Which is really kind of seems, wow, like you wouldn't think that. It's the Patriots, right? And the point I'm making is I read this article on Dan Shaughnessy today from Dan Shaughnessy, and this just goes to a point about the AFC East, because I want to get to Bills Jets in a minute and how this all ties in, but... He wrote, and his words were, in his article that he wrote, his column, that fair or not, fair or unfair, it feels like every Patriots game now is a referendum on second-year quarterback Drake May. That is so true, because you might from the outside go, oh, no, come on, like, he's a second-year guy. Didn't we do that for every quarterback who came along? Wasn't it every single game, it's the quarterback, do we have the quarterback? I don't care if they lose every game, show me the quarterback can be the quarterback. Josh Allen's second year, 2019, right? 2018, he gets hurt. They missed the playoffs. They took a step back after breaking the playoff drought. But 2019, it's like, we got to see something from this quarterback. Like, I got to know if he's the guy. You drafted him in the first round. I don't care if they win or not, but I need to know this is the guy. They did wind up winning. They wound up making the playoffs that year. They'd lose to Houston, but I think we started to see, I think Josh Allen might be the guy. That was it. We did this with a lot of other quarterbacks over the years. And it's funny to me to see this from the outside. Fair or unfair, Dan Shaughnessy writes, it feels like every Patriots game now is a referendum on second-year quarterback Drake May. I really like Drake May. I think he's very talented, but I agree with that. And I think it's really interesting if you look at the AFC East and where every team is with their quarterback situation, how that kind of plays out. Because the Jets are also in a place where the Bills have been, which is we got a guy here who's bounced around the league, and we think maybe it can work here. Like, that's Fitz, right? I know it's Justin Fields, maybe not, I guess, yeah, he's not the same kind of quarterback as Fitz, but Fitz had bounced around the league. He comes in, and oh my gosh, you might have had this guy, and they give him a contract extension. But the Bills have had guys like that. They brought in guys that, you never know, Matt Leinart actually was here, Vince Young was here. These are like preseason guys even, right? So, there's been guys like that too. That's where the Jets are right now. The Jets are like, do we have the guy? Do we have... the quarterback. And, I mean, last week, what did the Jets do last week? I told you their rushing totals. They're 182 yards rushing last week. 212 passing, which actually was 12th best in the league. And 9.64 yards a passing play from Justin Fields last week. And we know he can run. So they're kind of in the same. So you have the Patriots, who are second-year quarterback, referendum on him every single game. Who's the quarterback? Can he be the guy? All of that. Then you have the Jets. Hey, we got this guy. He's on his third team now in 3 years, essentially. He was a former top pick, high draft pick. Can he be the guy? Is this going to work here? We don't know. And then you have the Dolphins. And... I mean, maybe even, I guess, you know what I think about? This is funny. Like, is it bad to say the Dolphins and Tua might be even more of a comp than when the Bills had Fitz because they paid him? and they don't know if that's the long-term guy?
Yes.
Even though he's younger.
Because they didn't pay Fitz nearly as much
right,
as they paid
Tua. Right, that's right. That's right. Yeah, he got franchise quarterback money.
Oh, yeah. Like
Fitz got an extension, but not like that. Tyrod Taylor got an extension, but not like that. That would be the same thing with Tyrod.
Wasn't Tua paid more than Josh Allen at one point for a month?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's just how those go. But you're right about that. But they're in a situation where they've paid their guy, and it's kind of got to work out, but we don't know if it will, and they don't know if it will, and it might be because of the circumstances around him, to be quite honest with you. But here's Josh Allen. What a life. What a life we're living here in Buffalo. Think about that. Think about where the Patriots are, where the Jets are, where the Dolphins are, the AFC East, the quarterback landscape. What a life. We already know that. We know we got the league MVP here. We know we got an elite guy breaking records every single freaking week. He's going to shatter all-time NFL records, quarterback records, rushing, passing, combined, all those kinds of things. He's gonna go into the Hall of Fame someday. That's going to happen. I mean, it's amazing. You have that, and we knew that, but then you think about where these other teams are and think about where the Bills have been there at some point in their last 20 years, really. 25 years. Through the 17-year playoff drought and even into this era of Josh Allen when we didn't know if he was the guy. And there was a referendum on him every week. Dolphins, yep, we've done that. We've done that. We had a young guy we drafted. EJ, drafted EJ, didn't work out. Drafted JP Lossman, didn't work out. Paid a guy, Tyrod Taylor, paid a guy. Fitz, didn't work out. Jets, Justin Fields, yep. Guy comes in, he can run, he can throw. That's Tyrod Taylor again. He's got some stuff he can do with his legs. Does he really the guy? I don't know if he's a good enough passer. That's him. Yeah, what can Vince Young play? Can Matt Leinart play? Let's bring these guys in. Top picks, did that. Drake May, second-year guy. Way too early. No. You got to find out because you only have a 4-year rookie contract, 50-year option. You better find out now. Yep, we've done that. It's amazing to think about. 803-0550 is the number to call. All right, questions, concerns, confidences heading into the Jets game on Sunday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Mike in Colorado starts us off. Hi, Mike.
Yes, good morning. I have two things real quick. I wanted to talk about the Sabres just real quick about them signing another goaltender. I got
on a Buffalo Football Friday before a Jets game in week 2.
What happened with Luukkonen? And then my second comment is
sorry, Mike, are you here? Can you hear me? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I kind of talked over you because I said, "Are you really kidding me? You want to do that on a Buffalo Football Friday week 2?" But go ahead, say your comment again.
Well,
I don't want to do that.
Just a real quick comment I had. I just found that kind of weird that you know Luukkonen getting the huge contract and then they're signing another veteran goaltender. So anyway, my comment would be about the Bills would be about the safety position. I guess I kind of wonder, especially with the revolving door we've had at the defensive line position, why they haven't really tried to bring in some more, you know, veterans. I know that Justin Simmons, and I believe there's one other veteran that's out there, a free agent. Why they haven't, especially after that first game. To me, Brandon Bean's office, as soon as he got to his office after that game, he should have dialed 911, and Justin Simmons should have been at the other end of that call. I mean,
can I ask you a question? Do you know how much? I don't know the answer to this. Do you know how much Justin Simmons wants to sign with any team?
No,
he's still a free agent.
I don't. Yeah.
Right. Wait. Well, hold on. Hold on. Because the point is
money at the defensive line position.
Okay. Hold on. You got to slow down. I'm trying to help you here. Okay. So, Justin Simmons is a free agent. He is still a free agent. You know what that tells me? He wants a lot of money, and no one wants to give him that money. Now, the Bills did throw a lot of money at the defensive line position. They made a choice this year. I heard Thad Brown of WROC in Rochester, our buddy Thad Brown, he made a great point this offseason. He said, look, the Bills made a choice. They could have tried to go out and said, you know what? We need to go pour a lot of money at safety because we don't like what we have. Or they could pour money at defensive line. That's what they chose. You can't do both. They like what they have in Taylor Rapp. It's a system where you have to kind of understand and know they like that. And they have a second-year player in Cole Bishop that they want to see work out. Now, it hasn't yet. I get it, Mike. You're totally right about that. But you can't just go pay every position because if they pay safety, they're not paying D-line. And they had to fix that, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point. But I guess, I mean, knowing what we've known about, I mean, that Taylor rap, I just don't know if this is the answer for this team. I mean, especially, like I said, with all the money that's been thrown at that defensive line, and you
they didn't
back 4 or 5 years at the money that's been spent.
Well, it's been some money, but it's been mostly draft picks. Would you rather have them and still have Austin Johnson and Quentin Jefferson up front instead of drafting Deion Walker and TJ Sanders? And, you know, I mean, look, I just think you have to make choices, right? Everybody wants everything the best, and you can't. You have to make choices, and the jury's still out on the safeties. They did not look good last week. I'm not making an excuse or saying they have, but the jury's still out. But if you want to go back to what they had in the D-line last year, that's what you would have had if you would have spent your money elsewhere.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, after seeing last week's game and if you, especially after last year, especially on third down, this team is just atrocious on third down, and especially on third down and long. I don't know what the stats are on third down and long over the last 2 years. You know, it's got to be toward the bottom, you know, five
sure.
in the whole NFL.
It does, but it doesn't have to be also just on the secondary. That can be on pass rush too, which is what they tried to address.
Yeah,
right?
You're right there.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. We got to get to one more before we can head to a break. Tim in South Carolina. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Sal. I hate to be the guy who kind of jumps, you know, looking too far in the future here. But my question for you is, if Jackson Hawes kind of stays on the path that he's going right now, you know, PFF grade is strong, talking about the best, you know, run blocker they've ever coached in a tight end. And obviously he can catch the ball with that absolute seed from Josh Allen. My question to you is, when they get to the end of the year, the Bills have been tied against the cap every single year, and I double-checked SpotTrack, and you know more about contracts than I do. Mm-hmm. Sorry I'm rambling on, but my question for you is, does it open up an interesting conversation about Dawson Knox? Because I think the Bills can save like $10 million by getting out at the end of this year. Obviously, we all want Dawson Knox in Buffalo forever, but it's just such an inflated number, and I never really loved that contract from the get-go. I just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
And maybe if how far they make it this year changes that conversation one way or the other.
I don't think it matters how far they make it. I think it just matters of what they want in the tight end room. I would say there's certainly a conversation there. You're not wrong about that. His cap number next year is pretty big. It's $17 million. I don't want to look too far ahead either, but I will say this. When it gets to next year, he's got a $9.9 million base salary. They could very easily convert that into a bonus and just really knock off a lot of that cap money and still have Dawson Knox on the roster. I mean, because I will tell you, they love what Dawson Knox brings to this organization and what he means and how much he is a consummate pro and does everything right. And now you could say, well, that doesn't matter. You shouldn't pay him for that. That's great. I understand. But I think he's such a valuable part of the organization that they would rather figure something like that out before actually just moving on from him.
And truth be told, I would rather them do that as well because I love Dawson Knox. You know, he's Buffalo. Everything that you just mentioned, I would love for that too. I was just wondering, since they're always tight against the cap, is that maybe somewhere they look? Or obviously, if you had a better idea, I'm sure they'll figure it all out. But
yeah, they can look there, but there's
here because I'm so confident this week.
Yeah, there's ways to do it though. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be just outright releasing. You know what I mean? They did that. They've done that with a lot of guys where they restructure contracts. And I'm looking at it right now: $9.9 million base salary. You could convert that into a signing bonus next year and literally knock like $7 million off your salary cap.
Love it. Thanks, Al.
Yeah, you got it. And that would be maybe my guess. You could do something like that. But it is definitely down the road and in the future. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Glad to be with you. Sal Capaccio here on a Buffalo Football Friday.
I'm an entertainer. I like to be on stage. They're in our division, the Patriots, Dolphins, or the Jets. There's stuff that happens like during games that guys say stuff. It takes you overboard. You know, like that. Some of those things happen previous years with the Jets. So they act, I act, we act, they act, I act, we act. But I would rather it be like that. I like high intensity, high energy, angry games. Like, I enjoy that. I have so many different alter persons. You know, I'm Dion, I'm the snowman, and then I become like the abominable snowman when it comes to the Jets. I don't know. It's almost like getting cold for Christmas. You know, it's just bitter taste.
Dion Dawkins, he's always entertaining and always fun to listen to in some respects. And you never know what you're going to get. Except truth, right? That's what he said. He's right. He speaks truth. He speaks honesty. And he's talked a lot about the Jets and the rivalry and different parts of that. You know, that, as I said, rivalry over the years with him being involved. And we all remember the Michael Clemens incident in the tunnel a few years ago, which went a bit viral. Dion's words on a podcast after that. Now here they go, back to the Meadowlands. Back to the Meadowlands in New Jersey, RJ, right? That's Dave Hannon. Back to where Jimmy Hoffa is.
That's one of the most iconic RJ calls of all time.
And that's when the old stadium was up, because I apologize. I don't mean to be condescending when asked this. You know what that line references, right? What that means?
I only know that line because of watching the Top Shelf movie where RJ explains it. I don't know the context. I wasn't alive, and I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, the history of it. I just know his explanation from the movie.
So Jimmy Hoffa was the maybe people don't, because they're just a little young and they don't understand. So the point was that Jimmy Hoffa, who disappeared and his body was never found, and Teamsters and Union and Mafia hit and all that kind of stuff, that there was a rumor, there's a legend that his body was dumped at the Meadowlands site where the old Jets and Giants stadium at the time was being built. That he was in the end zone. That they put the body in there and they covered it up. Nobody knew, because they built the stadium on top of it. That was why in 1994, when Dave Hannon scores, RJ says, because the Devils had played in New Jersey at the Meadowlands Arena, he said, this series is going back to where Jimmy Hoffa is, to the Meadowlands in New Jersey. That's where he came up with it, which is amazing.
And that's, again, why he's one of the best.
It's amazing.
He is the best of all time.
Oh,
there's no disputing that.
Oh, my God.
Just stuff like that on the fly is just, those are the incredible moments that.
Can you find that?
Yeah. I can find that in two seconds.
Find that for me. I want to play it, because that's how we should set this game up, actually. This series is going back, because it is a series. It's a rivalry series between the Bills and the Jets. It's not a rivalry game with the jerseys. Jets aren't wearing theirs in this game. The Bills aren't going to wear theirs until when they do the home game against the New England Patriots coming up on Sunday night in a couple of weeks. That's when the Bills will wear their rivalry jerseys. But yeah, I mean, it's a rivalry and it's a series. So if you got RJ calling that, Dave Hannon scores the goal and it's going back to the Meadowlands in New Jersey. That's where this game's going. Josh Allen, by the way. is three passing touchdowns away from 200 in his career. He's got 197. Does he get it this week? 197 right now. If he gets to 200, he will pass when he gets to 200. He will pass Alex Smith, who you know from TV, had the leg and the broken leg and the infection and all that. And he will pass Phil Sims, who's at 199. Oh, Phil Sims and Alex Smith both ended their careers with 199 career touchdown passes in the regular season. Josh Allen's got 197. He's tied right now with Ken Anderson, formerly of the Cincinnati Bengals. After that, it's Roman Gabriel at 201, and then he can vault into the top 50 all time. So Josh Allen needs two to get to 200. He needs six to be tied with Jim Everett for top 50 all time. Jim Everett of the famed Jim Rome segment, where he called him Chris Everett, and Jim Everett got mad and flipped the table over on him. We're doing a lot of nostalgia here today. You got it? All right, this is, we should intro all things talking about Bills Jets this week with this.
And around on the boards again. Daw picks it off. Here's Daw looking in front. Can't get it to Presley. Gets it again. Daw charging after it. Clear right out in front. Backhand by Hannon. He scores! Dave Hammond! Dave Hammond! They score by his teammates! Dave Hammond finally put away the backhand! And this series is going back to where Jimmy Hoffa is. Back to the Meadowlands in New Jersey.
There it is. We're going back to where Jimmy Hoffa is this weekend. Back to the Meadowlands in New Jersey. It just so fits, doesn't it? I love it. I love going to New York City this time of year, by the way. It is a great, great trip. Let me be, a lot of you are headed out there this week. Going to the game. You know, it's funny. I've been asked a few times this week what the vibe is like at MetLife for a Bills Jets game, and it can be really different depending on the time of year it is. And the reason I say that is maybe the Jets actually have a chance, like early in the year they win a couple games. Like last year they were kind of, hey, let's take over the Bills, and they had that situation. Like this year it's week two, right? It could be later in the year where you're like, yeah, the Jets aren't that good, and people are dumping their tickets and Bills fans are taking over. That can happen. But I will tell you, generally, because it's a division game that people can go to every year, it's in the same, well, it's not in the same state. they're called New York, but, you know, it's down the road in New Jersey, 6 hours away. You can go there. People might go there other times anyway for Yankees or Mets or whatever. It's not a quote-unquote destination type of game, right? Destination games for Bills fans are generally games in the South, games out West, Atlanta, Charlotte, Miami, Houston, Tennessee, Nashville, right? Out West, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle. That's where people like to go. Now, it doesn't mean that fans don't go to these other games, and it might be easier for people to go to the closer games. But, A, that's part of it. That, like, if you're going to choose a game every year on the schedule, you're like, I can go to the Jets every year. You know what? I can't go to Houston all the time. I can't go to L.A. all the time. The second part of it is, if the Jets, it is early in the season, and the Jets are at least in the mix, like this year, you know, 0-1, but playing the Bills at home on a Sunday in September, it's tougher to get tickets from Jets fans who aren't going to be dumping their tickets. They're not going to be selling them off. So that makes it tougher. And by the way, it is more expensive. It's New York City. It's New Jersey. It's the Jets. It's a more expensive ticket. So that being said, yes, you get a good Bills crowd. It is different than going to these other cities where it's just massive behind the bench everywhere. It's more kind of dispersed and intermittent in the crowd. Bills fans are there for sure. And if you put them all together behind the bench, you'd get that look. But I remember like just a couple weeks ago in Tampa for the preseason game, like, oh my God, just Bills fans everywhere behind the bench. Last year in LA, last year in Houston. It's crazy. That's not the way it is really at MetLife. But Bills fans are there. Now, later in the year, if the Jets are not as good, it becomes a little different. Bills fans want to go. They want to, you know, hey, watch their team win. And Jets fans don't want to go and watch their teams lose. But it's still a little bit tougher for people. 803-0550. If you want to jump on board the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, we'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We're going to have Sean McDermott a little bit after 11 a.m., it looks like here, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So when he comes aboard, we'll ask him about Ed Oliver's injury and get an update on other players and a full injury update, as well as a preview of the Bills at the Jets on Sunday. Okay. Somebody tweeted me something the other day, and I just thought about it today looking over the Bills franchise all time, okay? And I did not realize this. I'm blown away by what I'm about to tell you. Last week was exactly the 1,000th game in Buffalo Bills franchise history. Someone had tweeted me that, and I'm like, I just kind of rolled past it and think about it. I just thought about it because I was looking at something on their franchise page on Pro Football Reference. Unless I'm doing the math wrong, I just did the calculator. The Bills all time, 487 wins plus 505 losses plus 8 ties equals 1,000. They've exactly 1,000 games played in their franchise history. I did not see that anywhere. That's amazing.
I didn't either. Like, nobody posted about that. That's crazy.
The game against the Bengals did not count. Would have been 1,001, obviously, right. if you add that. And I think this has to be, I'm guessing this is just regular season. I don't know, to be quite honest with you. Yeah. Crazy.
And it's the last first game at the stadium. Is the thousandth, game.
The 1,000th game ever played by the organization. And by the way, this goes back to 1960 in the AFL. They're counting everything here. That would go back to then. It was the final home opener ever was the 1,000th game in franchise history.
That's wild.
I got to find who did it, give them credit, because I will find it. And I will tweet it out and give them credit. But I'm kind of blown away by this, to be quite honest with you. I had no idea. Let's go to Mike in Rochester. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Sal?
Good. How are you?
Good. I went to a game at MetLife Stadium back then, that Thursday night game when Buffalo wore the red and the Jets wore the green and Tyrod Taylor was quarterbacking. And the cool part about going to that game is I don't know how this happened, but we were in the parking lot, and everybody in the parking lot was a Buffalo fan, so it was like being at a home game. So that was really cool part about going to that game. Nobody sat near each other, but that was what I remember most about that game. It was like being at a home game. It was tailgating and everything was great.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they can be a little rough, Jets fans, right? I think at the I've seen every fan base. I've been to all but three NFL stadiums. I always say it's the year of COVID. It was San Francisco, it was Vegas, and it was Arizona. So I've never gone to any of those three stadiums. I've seen every fan base come into Buffalo. I've always said the best, like, nicest people, fan base, generally Kansas City. And I hate to say that, but it's true. They're really nice Midwestern people, and they come in, and I've always had good interactions with them, and I think I've heard a lot of great stories. Yeah, I can always have some bad apples. The opposite was always, for me, the Jets. Jets fans, growing up, brash, don't care, in your face, go to New York, in Buffalo, all of that. Did you remember any of that, Mike? Like, what was it like inside the stadium?
The stadium, we sat way up high, so we were way away from everybody else. And, you know, they got that guy with the airplane all day long singing every time the Jets had a drive going. So, yeah, it was kind of, I didn't like it as much. But the thing I remember most about it was the tailgating, even though our parking lot was like 8 miles from the stadium. You had to walk they didn't put us up close, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It wasn't as fun as Seattle was last year. Seattle was great.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate the perspective. Thanks a lot, Mike. The MetLife press box, by the way, is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Very high up, like the radio booth, but it's also, it's a good location. It's like right at midfield. Some of these press boxes and radio booths are a little lower, like the Bills, like the Patriots, they're a little bit lower. Some are higher up. Like Kansas City is way up there. You see over the top of the stadium. It's high up, but it's actually a really good location, and you can see everything. And I've heard some stories over the years about how the Giants and Jets, because they share the stadium, a little different in how they wanted to approach building it and putting the radio and the press box and the writers. And the Giants were more like, yeah, we got to take care of these people. And the Jets were like, no, I don't care about them. So it was kind of, that's just the stories I've heard, folks. I don't know. 1,000th game. I'm looking for the tweet. I apologize. Someone had tweeted me last week and said, is this the Bills' 1,000th game ever? It is. It was. That was the 1,000th game ever played by the Bills last week against the Baltimore Ravens. And now they'll play 1,001 against the New York Jets. We just told you, in the Meadowlands, as RJ told us once in 1994, where Jimmy Hoffa is, allegedly. And the Bills and Jets have had a very interesting history. Yesterday, Shope and the Bulldog, I was on with them. We talked and they asked me about memories and how they neither team was really ever good at the exact same time, which is pretty much true. The first Bills playoff game I ever remember was the 1981 wildcard game between the Bills and the Jets. And the Bills won 31-27, but they were up big in this game. They were actually up 24 to nothing. Bills were up 24 to nothing in a playoff game and almost blew it against the Jets. 24-0, Jets came back, 24-7, 24-10, 24-13. Bills score 31-13 in the fourth quarter, 31-20, 31-27. And then Richard Todd is intercepted by Bill Simpson as he's trying to hit the game-winning touchdown. If the Bills would have lost that game, they would have blown a 31-13 fourth quarter lead in the playoffs, but they held on for that one. Crazy, right? It's the NFL. And even back then, it was the NFL. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We're going to jump around the league. We're going to get Sean McDermott. He's going to join us for his weekly radio appearance here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Good to be with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.